Hello, everybody. Welcome into week 6 of the NFL season. Oh, my God. I got a little frog in my throat. This is the NFL betting podcast where I go over my picks for the entire week, straight up picks against each team. And I also review over my last week's picks. I'm also working alongside with my partner, Giancarlo. So week 5 of the NFL season, I crushed Giancarlo. Finally, I got a win on him. I got 9 out of 15 correct last week. Giancarlo got 7 out of 15 correct. So finally, I'm making a little bit of ground up on Giancarlo. And that brings our total on the season for myself at 40 correct picks and Giancarlo at 45 correct picks. And that's 51% right for me and 57% right for Giancarlo. So just to review over the week 5 picks, I was really happy with it. I said on the podcast last week that I felt confident about my picks going into it, and they all played out for the most part. I picked Seahawks over the Rams. That was a good pick. Panthers over the Jags was another good pick. Another good pick where it was actually one of my money picks was the Cardinals over the Bengals. I made some good money on that one. What else is a notable pick here? I picked Texans over the Falcons. What else do we got here? Eagles over the Jets. That was one of my money picks as well. That was a pretty easy one in my opinion. Patriots over the Redskins. That's obviously a very easy one. And then a big one that I had, which paid very well for my money picks, was the 49ers over the Browns. I don't know why the Browns were favored in this game. I was saying that I was skeptical about it last week, and to be honest, it was quite surprising to see how many people were hot on the Browns. I get it, they had one good game, but like I said last week, San Francisco came off of a bye. They've been playing really good, and their defense is very, very good. And I thought they were going to shred the Browns up and put a lot of pressure on Baker, and that's exactly what happened. The Browns could not get anything going on in this game. I got paid out early, and I made huge money on that. So I was really excited about that. So my 4 money picks for the week was the 49ers, the Patriots, the Eagles, and the Chargers. All 4 were correct. So for my money picks for the week, which my money picks are, I do a $100 betting challenge every NFL season. And it's basically, I have a $100 bankroll, and I see how much money I can turn that $100 into. So right now I have 11 out of 13 correct picks for my $100 betting challenge, or my money picks. And that's an 84% win rate, which is amazing. And I'm up about $20 on the betting challenge right now. So that's pretty good. And if you guys want to sign up to get my emails for, I actually email out what my money picks are every week, and I email them out on Tuesday night or Wednesday morning. So if you guys want to sign up for that, you can head over to sportsexchange.us and look for NFL betting podcast picks. So the website is sportsexchange.us. So you guys can find my picks there, and you guys can also find the history of all my money picks and the history of Giancarlo and I's straight up picks on every single game of the NFL season. All right, and without further ado, I'm going to get into week 6 NFL betting picks for both Giancarlo and myself. This Thursday, we have the Patriots winning over the Giants. The Giants running back game is not doing so well, and their receiving core is diminished. So I think this is going to be an easy Patriots win. This is at New England as well. I would be shocked if the Giants can come back from this, but I would be happy because I have Daniel Jones in some fantasy leagues. So I'm hoping that he's going to have to throw a lot on the Patriots and rack me up some points. Then we have the Carolina Panthers traveling to Florida to take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Giancarlo and I both have the Buccaneers winning in this game. I think this one could be tight, to be honest, but Jameis has looked really well. By the way, Jameis Winston is quarterback 7, I think, for fantasy football purposes over the entire season, and I feel like no one's talking about him. So if you need a quarterback streamer, Jameis Winston is definitely a good option. Then we have the Seattle Seahawks taking on the Cleveland Browns in Cleveland. I'm taking the Seahawks here. Giancarlo's taking the Browns. The Seahawks have been playing really well. They're hard to stop, and the Browns haven't put things together. Now, maybe they pick it up at home, but I'm not convinced about it, so I'm going to take the Seahawks on this one, and I'm hoping I get one up pick on Giancarlo with this one. Then we got the New Orleans Saints going to Florida as well to take on the Jacksonville Jaguars. I'm going for Gardner Minshew here and the Jaguars to win. Giancarlo's going for the Saints. I think this one's going to be tight, so I wouldn't blame you for taking any side on this, but yeah, I'm going Jags on this. Giancarlo's going Saints. Then we have the Texans going to take the Chiefs. Giancarlo and I both have the Chiefs. I think this is in Kansas City as well at Arrowhead, and after the Chiefs got kind of stuffed up by Indianapolis last week, I think this is a big bounce back game back at home. It's a good place for them to get back on the right track, and I don't think there's any way they're going to lose at home against the Texans here. Then we have the Redskins going on to take the Dolphins in Miami. A big Florida game. All the games happening in Florida this week. This is kind of like a battle of the bottom with the Redskins and the Dolphins. The Redskins just fired their head coach. And I am not sure. Giancarlo and I both have the Dolphins winning. But to be honest, it very well could be the Redskins too. Just with the coaching changeover, I think that's probably why Giancarlo and I both went Dolphins, because it's probably going to be a little bit more bumpier in Washington. But to be honest, I think this game might be closer too, and it's a little bit of a coin flip. It's kind of a wild card game. I'm not really sure on how this game's going to play out, but very interested in watching it. And then we have the Philadelphia Eagles going to Minnesota to take on the Vikings. Giancarlo and I both have the Eagles here. The Vikings pass game got picked up a little bit last week, which was nice to see. Still, Stephon Diggs is probably not getting used as much as he wants to be, and there's still some animosity between him and the team, maybe Kirk Cousins too. But anyways, I'm taking the Eagles on this. Their defense has been looking a little bit better over the last 2 weeks, and I think with Carson Wentz, I think he will be able to outthrow Kirk Cousins or outthrow the running of Dalvin Cook. And I think the Eagles should be able to come away with an away win here. Then we have the Cincinnati Bengals going to Baltimore to take on the Baltimore Ravens. Giancarlo and I both have the Ravens here. I think that's a pretty safe pick. The Bengals are just so banged up and just an entirely, the offense is dismantled. I don't think they can get anything going on this game, and so I think this is a good game for Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens to get back on track here. So I think it's a big Ravens game at home, big for the defense as well. I don't think the Bengals stand a chance in this game. And then we have the Atlanta Falcons traveling to Arizona to take on the Cardinals. I have the Cardinals winning in this one. The Cardinals, I believe, won last week as well, and I think they're starting to find their footing a little bit, and so that's why I'm kind of going on to the Cardinals. And I think I hope David Johnson's a go, because they'll definitely need him. But I'm pretty confident in their backup as well, Chase Edmonds or something like that. I think he was a second round pick. I'm pretty confident in him as a backup for the Cardinals for David Johnson. So I'm not too worried about the team losing that piece. But obviously David Johnson is a talented player, and that would be a blow. But Giancarlo's taking the Falcons, and I don't know. I don't see it with the Falcons. Their offense just has not looked the same since they lost Kyle Shanahan back a couple years ago when they went to the Super Bowl. And I don't think their offense is good enough. And I think Arizona at home, they're going to be able to at least play some good defense and be able to keep the ball in the field long enough to not let Matt Ryan make any moves or not give him many opportunities to make many deep passes. So I'm going for Cardinals on this one. And then we have the San Francisco 49ers traveling to Los Angeles to take on the Rams. I'm going for the 49ers on this game. Giancarlo's going Rams. This is a tricky game. This is at home for the Rams. However, the 49ers have looked really, really good. And I even saw, I think it was like Stephen A. Smith, who everyone knows from ESPN. They have always these really super hot clickbaity titles for their videos and stuff. But they were talking about the 49ers as potential Super Bowl contenders, which I'm not sure about that yet. However, they look very, very good, and they just demolish the Browns. So I think this is a game where San Francisco coming off of a strong win against the Browns, and I think they're going to be able to put a very good team together against the Rams. Their defense looks really, really good, and the Rams offense has not looked that good. So I think the San Francisco 49ers defense is going to eat up the Rams and really stuff them down. So I think the 49ers are going to take a win on this. Giancarlo obviously feels differently going for the Rams. And then with the Tennessee Titans going to Denver to take on the Broncos. I'm going Broncos on this one. Giancarlo's going Titans. So again, we're split on this. A few picks here in a row that we're split on. I don't have really much to say other than the fact that I don't think Marcus Mariota is going to be able to throw well in Mile High Stadium. And I don't think, that's about it, really. I don't, like, their running game is okay at times, but they don't have a great offense overall. Oh, that's my fire alarm going off there. Someone must be making dinner in the house, so I'm getting hungry, which is nice, but the alarm, not so much. So hopefully you guys don't hear the alarm that much, but I'm going to continue on with the picks here. Then we have the Dallas Cowboys going to New York to take on the Jets. Giancarlo and I both have the Cowboys on this one. Darnold's going to be back this week, it sounds like, but how can you trust Darnold? Like, the Jets offense is just stuck in the mud, and even with Darnold back, like, he's been out for so many weeks now that I don't see him picking up enough to compete with, like, the Cowboys. So I think this one's a pretty easy pick. Then we have the Steelers going to LA as well. Lots of games in the hot states in California and in Florida this week. And the Steelers are going to take on the Los Angeles Chargers. And Giancarlo and I both have the Chargers going on winning this game. Mason Rudolph, the quarterback, is unfortunately out with a concussion. I'm sure if he's going to be back this week, most likely not, I would say. Concussions are not a linear progression, so it's not like he gets better every day. So I would count on him to be out. And with that being said, how can the Steelers get something going when they're going to their third string quarterback? So give me the Chargers all the way on this one, a fully healthy Chargers team. Then we have the Monday night game with the Detroit Lions going to Green Bay, taking on the Packers. I'm going Lions on this one. Giancarlo's going Packers. I think the Lions are going to have a good day on their defensive line. I think they're going to be able to put pressure on Rodgers and not give him that much time in the pocket. And I think they're going to be able to throw enough to keep up and win as well. So I'm very much looking forward to watching this game. And I think this is going to be a Lions win all the way. All right, so that's it for this week on the NFL Body Betting Podcast. If you want to see what my money picks are for this week, you can go and sign up, and I will resend you the email for this week. You can go to sportsexchange.us, and that will bring you to look for the NFL Betting Podcast picks, and then you'll see the big green block there that says sign up for the money picks, and you can get my email picks that I have an 84% win rate on right into your inbox every week. And it's only for $10 too. So not a bad place to get some very strong picks. Okay, that's it for me this week, everyone. I hope you guys have a good week. Hope you guys have a good fantasy week. Best wishes for everyone in their bets, their fantasy, and long live the 49ers. Peace.